This is a HeadGum Podcast.
So I'm at this table with Ginger Gonzaga and Jennifer Esposito and Freddie Prinze Jr. And obviously we're all nominated for the same award.
Yeah.
You know, most influential Latino American.
Yeah.
And they're cheesed off somehow.
Uh-huh.
That I'm in this category.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Because they say that, like, I'm not the real deal. And my whole thing is, saying that someone is not a race is every bit as racist as discriminating against someone who is.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with you. So how did they react when you won?
Okay, well, then, of course, everybody had to kiss my friggin' tookus, you know, because
yeah.
They want to be part of the photo shoot and they want to look gracious. But it was moments before that they were going, you technically shouldn't be in this category. And nasty stuff like that.
You
technically don't feel like you should be in this category.
My memory of, not my memory. What I heard about it, and I don't like, I don't know if this is actually the way it went, but that you gave your speech in like what you, I guess, kind of thought was Spanish, and maybe now is Spanish. Is like kind of the
It's now being, you know, there's been some litigation around it, but it's being recognized as Spanish at this point.
Okay.
And what a lot of the Spanish people, I think, are finding is that the language I spoke up there was in many ways better than Spanish. It was more accessible. It was kind of funnier. A lot of hard K sounds, a lot of rhymey words.
Do we want to hear, sort of the most meaningful passage to you, because I think getting it out there is important, especially now, like the way the like political climate is now. Would you want to say a little bit of it?
Yeah, I said, I mean, it was a really short speech, very gracious. I said, Yarima Kubi Jubi Yaka Duda Mama. And I did I did sort of a, like a little salsa dance with it.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, and it's our guy kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. So, what do we like to say? We talk about movies and TV. We talk about books and music and video games. These are all Hollywood jobs. We also talk about the news. We love to learn about the news. We read about it. We watch, because it is on TV and it is in a certain kind of book. And sometimes we read things about the news and we want to participate in them a little bit ourselves. I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. Do you want to say
something? Dictionary books too.
Yes. Yes. Dictionary is a kind of news.
It's word news.
We've had different bosses from Earwolf on the show in the past. We had Jeff Ulrich. We had Adam Sachs. We've never had Chris Bannon. We've spoken about him before, but since he's based in New York, and sometimes it's a little bit hard to coordinate. But we're excited to have him on the show today. Chris Bannon is here. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
His shadow looms large over the show, even when he's not.
Yeah. Oh, that's very nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you mean that?
I meant it.
Oh, okay.
Like it's you're,
like a dark shadow.
Not fat. You're definitely like, you know, it's not like fat, but it is very big.
Kind of like just middle age obese, kind of.
Yeah.
I mean,
it would be that at any age. It's not an age. It's like, it's purely a size conversation. Because in your shadow, we can't see anything about age.
But yeah,
obviously we're young, fun guys, and so I guess you assume that like we're criticizing you based on your age, which is much older than us. We're really cool.
Yeah.
But it's more the shadow thing is not even about your size.
Okay.
It's about the size of the problem you tend to create.
Oh. Oh.
When you are wagging your nose around where maybe you don't belong.
Oh. I'm really sorry if that's happened. If you could give me an example and I'll try to do better.
Sean has been talking a lot recently about certain people, I think, implying you snooping around the show.
We can read your email.
Sticking
their
nose at the wrong place. Well, yeah. Well,
yeah.
I've seen what you've written.
Well, we have an open.
Well, and that's my understanding is yes, that you've been looking in my emails, that you've been listening to the show, which is being made for the young people of today.
Well, you know, I just want to make sure everyone's having a good time and that, you know, there actually is a show.
Right. Well, that's another.
Well, there is. So good job, because there is a show. We're doing it right now. And so you're doing great and it's not in danger.
Okay.
But if I decide at some point that there's not a show, that's up to me. That's my business.
And then if the listeners aren't increasing at an appropriate rate, that's because we don't want them to.
No, I think that's clear.
It's so funny. I would think being around, like your podcast voice is so strange. I would think that just being around podcast more, you would have this
a better voice,
just like a normal voice. But your voice is just so like bizarre.
Should it be higher or?
I don't know. I don't know if it's about pitch, but it's just.
No, it should be more voice soundy. Like it's like a, like more typical voice, like not to have it be so strange.
Hello?
Yes, that's good.
Hi.
Yes, that's good.
Really
that's very natural.
Yeah.
Howdy.
Yeah. Okay. That's an interesting new character.
Before
so trying different characters.
I could go up here. Somewhere?
That, for me, is uncomfortable only because I find it very arousing.
Well, Well, thank you.
Let's get to the big conversation that we are going to have. You, in the past, have put you've gotten involved in our show. You've put various restrictions on the work we do. This is totally fine.
You stuck your nose where it don't belong.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to help. I want you guys to succeed.
Yes, absolutely. And we sometimes want that too. The things that have changed differently around, we're very transparent on this show. Like certain drinks, like, you know, these clear drinks, like Sprite,
right?
Sort of like the Sprite of shows. In this way, you can see right through it. And certain things have changed since the election in terms of the Earwolf mid-roll umbrella and like who we are overseen by. That we have now a larger influence from like certain political bodies than we used to have before. I know that that's mostly driven by you. You were very excited because you thought like, oh, now
we have an opportunity. Now,
yes,
because they listen to you down in Washington, we have a chance to have some influence finally.
Yeah, so this is like part of the, we have a very big fan who is one of the main parts of the White House, kind of the main, really actually the main president that we have going right now.
That's what I hear. I've heard
number
that.
One. To me, he's number one.
Yes.
Of all the presidents we have right now in the White House, I go, he's the top one.
So all these guys in different business and podcast is business are now meeting with him and like having these conversations. And
I saw the Ford guy was there.
Yes, Mr. Ford guy and
other car people.
Yes, and Elon Musk.
Oh, well, that scoundrel Richard Branson.
Yes,
was he there?
He took some kind of like old fashioned hot air balloon in there. You know how he's always flying around in these contraptions.
That incorrigible scamp.
A rocket?
Yeah, he rode up in the hot air balloon from around the world in 80 days. Him and Jackie Chan.
And so we wanted to have some of these conversations as well because of our new influence. And it's not collab. Look, I don't love everything that this guy is doing. I think some of this stuff is a little bit weird. But I think it is important.
It's just too early for some of it.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Is it me? I go a little slower. Yes, sure. But I think it is important to be having these conversations. It's not collaborating. It's not kowtowing. It's getting in his ear a little bit. So maybe things are a little better. And like, there's no way to know if they would be better or worse. But they actually are better because we are having these conversations.
Well, he's listening to you, right? So that's one.
Yeah. So
great thing.
Who would you rather have talking to this guy, even if you don't like his stuff?
Well,
who would you rather have in there than your old buddies?
Well,
Sean and Hayes.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah. So, well, this is what I'm. Yeah. I don't know if you've heard a podcast before, but we kind of like gradually get into the ease the listener into.
I don't really have time to listen.
We went to Washington. We had such a good time in the big. I sometimes call it the Washington D.C. Clown College because of all these circus clowns. We went to Washington. We went to this ladies' march.
Oh. The Women's March on Saturday.
Yes, we got to participate in that.
You know, you weren't supposed to actually march.
Oh, no, okay.
Journalists, you're supposed to observe and report.
We did observe. Well, Sean went as kind of a volunteer riot policeman.
Oh.
For everyone's safety, someone needs to maintain the order. Now, I'm all for demonstrating free speech, protesting within reason. But when it gets to be this many people, it's like, okay, really?
And
see
he has,
what I mean?
Yeah.
So you went there to police the march.
He has kind of a homemade crowd suppression rig that's like sort of armor and...
It's like a cow catcher. You know, a cow catcher on the front of the train?
Yeah. I mean, it.
But it's for his body.
But is it, I mean, like, I didn't know you were going to do this, and it feels like somebody might get hurt.
You said that we couldn't march, which
right.
we did not do.
Yeah.
Sean just kind of ran through the march, just kind of like shedding.
Keeping everybody safe.
Shedding people on knocking, either side of this.
But a cow catcher knocks people over. That's what it's knocks cows off of train rails.
Well, a lot of times the safest place is close to the ground, Chris, because if you let everyone get up high, like let's say they all climbed up on each other's shoulders, somebody could fall pretty far and really get hurt. I don't know if you know the story of the Tower of Babel, but a lot of people were climbing on each other's shoulders and they were all sort of yelling. It felt a lot like the march.
I think it was an actual tower.
Eventually everybody fell and got hurt.
Yeah, But did you really run into a crowd and knock people over?
He wasn't going that fast because the rig is so heavy. And he also is wielding this kind of beanbag bazooka.
A bazooka?
It's a beanbag bazooka. It's not a normal
Have you ever been hit with a beanbag?
Yeah, like a bazooka.
No, we're shooting it.
Oh.
That would be a very bad use of the beanbag bazooka to be hitting ourselves with it. It's for other people.
But did you hit anybody?
No, because the beanbag seemed to catch on fire from the force of the bazooka blast. And so...
Wait, so you were shooting flaming...
It wasn't shooting out as much as it was sort of falling and then tumbling like a sort of ball of bean flame.
Well, I want to get this straight so I understand. You were standing behind a giant metal cow catcher shooting flaming beanbags randomly into a crowd of peaceful demonstrators.
Not randomly.
No, I had some... targets I picked out.
I personally was going around as kind of a roving punch catcher.
Well,
like because
that's a little, that's okay, actually. I think.
Yeah, because some of these girls get in their head, they're gonna punch somebody, and I sort of come in like catch the punch, disable their hand for 12 hours so they can't do any more punching. Quick kiss on the lips, and I'm on my way to the next.
That's a long day.
Yeah, he's able to, there's a nerve in the hand, the 12-hour nerve, that he's able to pinch quickly, makes it that your hand is safe, but is, also safe for others because it can't do anything. And then the kiss is just so that you know it's not out of anger, it's from a place of love.
Well, I kind of wish you guys had asked me before you went and did all this. I mean...
Why, you think you could carry the cow catcher? Yeah, right.
you wanted to come? Oh, Chris. Oh, well, I'm so sorry. Like,
oh, sweetie.
It's, well, it's really more about the legal trouble
that's
really we're probably in right now as a result of this.
No, we had big masks on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
Scream
it was
masks.
Really hard to tell it was us.
You know,
people, if anybody asked, there probably would somebody would be like, wow, Wolverine really kept a lot of people safe during that.
Well, I mean, thanks for telling me now. I appreciate it. It sounds like, well, I mean, how was it?
For me, tiring.
Yeah, Jean got very tired. He also, he had to drive a lot of the way there because they don't let you carry beanbag bazookas on planes anymore. And
oh,
so,
no. Yeah. This is so... I'm one of the good guys, okay? You want me to have a beanbag bazooka.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, sure.
And so afterwards, we met with this guy, the main president, and had a really nice conversation. He does love the show. He loves a lot of Earwolf shows. He
did he mention which ones?
He did. He, Big Sklar guy.
Yeah, understood.
County, country, all of it. He has this like 45-minute like time in the morning just himself where he sits on the floor as kind of like a transition from bed to like standing up, because if you do it too fast it can be very dangerous.
Get lightheaded.
Yes. And
he wanted to talk to me a lot about the Sklar Brothers Burger King commercial. Like, that was
really
his favorite podcast of theirs. Yeah.
Huh. Well,
so I guess congratulations on it. I assume you're the mastermind behind that.
Chris. Yeah,
I didn't even know about it.
Wait, you didn't know about these Burger King commercials?
I didn't know about the Burger King commercials.
Oh, it's this really hot
BK's
new podcast where they make them wear crowns like little kids.
They launched another podcast?
Yeah, it's a podcast. It's like a it's like a little TV podcast where they
TV podcast that comes
eat burgers.
In between some of the
no,
commercials.
I haven't heard anything.
It's kind of like Doughboys. It's kind of like our like Earwolf's take on Doughboys.
But it's just about Burger King.
Yeah, people are getting tired of it. It's all these different restaurants that it's so long, but now it's just this one restaurant. They eat the burger. They enjoy it.
See, those guys are really
it's
creative.
Short, they kind of say the same thing about it every time, and so you kind of just, it's comfort food, which is what Burger King's supposed to be. And so this is the podcast version of Burger King, and it's your buddies, they're hip, they're young, they got the crowns on, and they got something to say about the burger, which is they like it.
Well, we'll have to charge more for that one.
So he loves Earwolf. He loves what we've told him about you and your...
What did you say about me?
Just like your views on like engineer race and gender stuff. He's
what?
Like very like closely...
My views on what?
Like the race and gender that engineers should
race
be.
Race and gender of engineers that, you know, there's certain people who should be in charge of electronic equipment and there's people who let's all agree they shouldn't.
So nobody's getting electrocuted.
Wait, but... I wondered how did you
we showed him pictures of all the engineers.
Yeah.
And he responded to that very positively because he knows that everyone's.
He misses Frank. He said, I miss Frank. But other than that, it was all positive.
Yeah. You didn't know Frank.
I didn't know. Frank's before my time. But I mean.
He was very hot.
Frank.
Yes.
I'll look him up on earwolf.com.
He
probably
is
still there.
A model for some of the t-shirt ads, and rightfully so.
Good to know.
So you
talked to him and about me and about the network.
Yes, and about what you had sort of mentioned since we had this weigh in. Maybe we can get some of these, like this podcast tax. We are trying to loosen up business, make it easier for business to conduct itself in America, and maybe some of these draconian taxes we have on podcasts now could sort of...
I mean, how much did he say what he was going to do about the podcast tax? I wasn't really actually aware there was a podcast tax.
All negotiations are give and take, Chris. So, yeah, he had some ideas about what to do with it, but there were also some things we had to agree to do in return.
Oh,
the podcast, a lot of our listeners didn't know about this either.
Yeah.
But if somebody tells us that they like the show, we'll say, we'll just make sure like, oh, like you're paying the podcast tax. You can give it to us and we will.
So you've been collecting.
Along through our, we'll throw it through our taxes.
You've been
which,
collecting.
Like, the hosts can do.
A direct fee from the listeners. For listening.
Sort of inspired by Howl. It's sort of like an additional layer to Howl.
Huh.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm a huge Howl guy.
Yeah, well, that's great. That's great to hear. How much have you collected, would you say? Like in 2016, how much would you guys say you'd collected in?
If they have the promo code?
Yeah.
If they say the promo code? They get 20% off. And so per conversation that we have with them about it, it's usually like 15.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay. We'll have to.
Yeah.
Maybe we can sidebar this and talk about it, offline, where the money's going.
I'd like to just mention, only because, everyone's getting a little antsy about where this conversation is going, I'm sure. Like, where is it headed? I am calling in, of course, from the inside of a tank, a big water tank. Chris Bannon, do you remember the show Trip Tank?
TV show?
Comedy Central.
They put people in a tank?
There is no...
It was like rando stuff.
And sort of off-color, animated comedy.
Huh.
Wild. Oh, not for the faint of heart, surely. That show is now defunct, and our president was like, well, Trip is close enough to my last name. I'd only have to really buy two new letters in order to make it say my name on the tank. He's got the tank now from Trip Tank, and I'm inside of it. While you guys negotiate, he's giving me a big bath, and the bath is getting bigger, as you fail to satisfy his demands, he's just going to keep on filling this bath. I don't exactly know what the thinking is.
He's torturing you in a giant bath?
It sounds nice to me. I don't know if you think a bath is torture by the smell of you sometimes. I can see, but that's just a joke. I can't really smell it.
A small studio. I apologize.
No, I can't really. I don't know what you smell like.
What? Can you describe this?
Could be great, could be bad.
How big is this tank?
Well, it's human body size. It's obviously because of the sort of Trip Tank influence, it's trippy as hell, and from different angles it maybe looks like different sizes, but from inside of it, it's tall enough that if he does keep making the bath bigger, then the bath will be so big that I'll be inside the bath, and the bath will be giving a bath to the insides of my body.
He's a big bath guy. When we had the Reductress Girls on the show,
right,
there was a lot of interest from him,
right,
in them taking a bath.
I heard about that. Yeah.
Yes, that he could potentially participate in visually.
I see.
And even for himself, a lot of these, these stand-up baths, ones that come from the top, and you come out of this thing and you're so tired because you've been like trying to stand up for so long and the water is like blasting on you, trying to make you sit down. And so you do sit down a lot because the water's hitting you so much, and then you have to stand up and like these exhausting. So he likes a nice lie down bath,
right,
to both wash himself and to observe.
I see. And that's where Sean is now.
That's, I think, what gave him the idea.
I see. Got it.
I think that, yeah. I don't think I'm in the bath that he uses because I don't think he usually has all of these creatures in here with him.
Oh.
Like crawfish, crabbies, octopods.
I mean, it sounds like an aquarium, to be honest. Sure you're not in an aquarium?
Okay. Thank you, doctor. Somebody's been reading the dictionary news. It's a Trip Tank is what it is.
Okay.
Chris.
Okay.
I think I said that.
It's
yeah.
well established.
I just I didn't know the TV show. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So what has to happen here in order
If we are to get rid of this podcast tax, and if the guy, is there somebody with like a smasher next to the tank that's going to smash it open if we can get to a good place, Sean?
Yeah, Joe Mangiello is next to the tank, and he has a big giant smasher, and he says that he will smash the tank and all the different fishes, creatures, sharks, whatever, will be released, and I myself will not get my insides washed.
So well, that's, you know, like he has a few deal points that he wanted us to take to you.
Does insides washed mean drowned? Are you going to be drowned unless we negotiate this?
I've never done it. I've never washed that thoroughly where I've actually gotten the water into all my holes at the same time and let it fill up.
Yeah, so, Sean is also very, he's very,
if I will drown,
anti-shampoo in the same, I don't, you know, he's just been telling me about this and now I'm done with it too. It is toxic for your hair.
It's bad for
your hair is supposed to be covered in grease all the time.
Yeah.
And so it kind of,
your
like,
body
cleans
naturally
itself.
Has a lot of grease and scum on it, and your body's making that scum for a reason because it's to protect you.
It is.
So,
it's supposed to just lie flat on your head from the weight of the grease.
Grease.
I don't know if you, and I'm noticing your hair does not look that greasy, so I'm thinking you might be a shampoo.
And for anyone like me who was addicted to shampoo and addicted to that feeling, I understand. And every time you get the urge to shampoo, just get a big wad of grease. And like, if you want to get some grease from your kitchen, some bacon fat or some other scum, and just smear that on your head instead to get the same sensation as shampooing and rubbing your fingers through, but without taking out those gorgeous oils that make you look good.
Thanks. Yeah, I'll try that.
I saw we just can't help like kind of teach like we're supposed to be negotiating, but it's like these.
It is a
handbook.
I
hear, yes, when we hear it, the show is famously one of the big handbooks.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the deal points. He wants, for starters, more squars.
I think we can arrange that. You mean like more numbers, like another brother, or?
Yes, he wants an increased number of squars. He does not like that there are only two squars.
Oh, that, okay, well.
And I think he might want, it's unclear. I think it's possible that he wants to be a new Sklar. He did not, maybe he was like too shy to say that himself. There was definitely talk of having a sort of secret police called a Sklarmy.
Oh, does he want to be on country or county?
I don't think he wants to be on the show. He just wants.
Was that your impression, Hayes? Because I remember he kept saying, like, I feel like we could use a third Sklar. You know, I'm sure we could find someone somewhere. They'd have to be as handsome and funny and charming as the two Sklars there are. Who knows where we'll find one? And then at one point he went, maybe it's me. Who knows? I'm kidding, of course. But I feel like, why even bring that up if you're kidding, of course?
That's right. I wasn't sure if it was to have more Sklars to be on the podcast or just like for personal use.
Oh, if he could just say he's officially a Sklar now and he get could all the sort of juice that comes with that.
Be a Sklar and also build, like have his Sklarmy to kind of
Sklarmy.
To kind of be just sort of ferrying him around all the time.
You know, I bet they would be open to it.
And he has plans for a Sklarmageddon.
That can only benefit Earwolf, I feel. Right? Like that's good.
Eddie
for us.
Press is good press.
Right.
And a Sklarmageddon would bring a lot of listeners.
Oh my God. It would blow us up.
Okay, good. Easy.
Check.
He wants that wolf. You know that wolf at the end?
That long the credit, the thing at the end?
Yes.
The howl.
Yes. Yeah. He wants that wolf to be more of like a horny girl wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought that's what it was, honestly, but
no. Minerva. I could see why. Wait, what'd you say, Sean?
Minerva. Remember Minerva, the cartoon horny wolf?
Huh.
Yeah. I think now the wolf is producing a horniness in him that is discomfiting in some way. Mm. And so it would be more comfortable if the wolf is saying, I'm a horny girl wolf.
Do we have to say it explicitly or is it
yes,
a sound
I
thing?
Think so.
Yes.
I think so. I think even for just the sound.
That would help undo some of the damage that has been.
I'm a horny girl wolf.
Yeah.
Is what I need to have the credits say.
Well, it also, like, this production brought to you by...
Blah,
whoever.
Blah, blah.
Yes, whoever.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a horny girl wolf.
And guys, just quickly, is it okay for electric stuff to be in water? Because they are starting to drop little appliances into the trip tank with me, and I seem to remember reading somewhere that that's either very good for you or not very good for you.
What appliances?
Hair dryer, curling iron. I don't want to make a joke about our president's hair. I feel like that's well-worn territory, but it's a lot of hair appliances, flat iron.
Flat iron's okay.
Curling iron.
I think all the small ones probably okay.
Is it making the trip tank feel different?
Yes, it is. It was getting a little chilly in here, and now my skin feels almost hot. But I don't know if that's also because I am, of course, needing to be swimming up to keep breathing.
Yeah, I don't know.
And the exercise is really what's doing that.
I mean, it's probably okay so far. A TV set. If you dump a TV set in there, that's bad.
It might be your fault.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah. And Chris hates TVs because TVs are the enemies of podcasts, famously. But more deal points. Comedy Bang Bang, just solo bolos from now on.
That seems no problem. Absolutely.
Is that
100%?
Sort of a subset of that, solo bolos, just the singing.
More singing on Comedy Bang Bang and less entirely of the other stuff.
I don't think we even have to ask Scott. We can just turn it over to him.
He's been kind of itching to do that for a while.
For a long time.
Huh?
Yeah, he's told me. Yeah, so I think that's, you know, great minds right there.
Is that your memory, Sean, of how that's what he wanted, right?
Yeah, that was one of his primary demands. He's sick of all these, he called them tolo bolos and throlo bolos.
Yeah.
He was like, how about just them solo bolos? And then he just launched into Suddenly Seymour for a while.
Wow. I mean, you guys had a long audience. These are a long list of demands.
It was a really big roast that we had to get through. We had like a pot roast that we brought, and basically we weren't going to leave until it was finished.
Mm-hmm. We said that.
Yeah. We want to be on the right side of history here.
Yes.
And I think we want to accommodate.
And we told him that you roll over really easily. I'm glad that.
Hey, what's the difference between an alligator and crocodile? It's something about their snout shape, no?
I can't remember if one of them,
maybe where they're from.
Yes.
Well, which one's friendly?
One of them is mean and the other one wants to be friends.
Why are you asking?
Well, I just hope this is the friendly one. Well, whichever one this is that is sort of wrapping itself around me here inside the trip tank, I'm hoping it's the friendly one. And I'm trying to look at the mouth to see if it reminds me of a letter. I guess its teeth look like a bunch of little A's. So maybe it's an alligator.
Yeah. It's coiling around you?
Yeah, it's coiling around. And I think it's maybe it's friends with the snake that's coiled around me already. And so they're sort of like doing kind of a fun like swing dance. I don't know if you remember the Cherry Pop and Daddies.
Oh, yeah.
More deal points.
Yeah.
He wants you to get his phone out of the toilet. Because he is operating.
Me specifically?
Yes. We said that you would be a good... He was like, I need someone to do this. And we said that you would probably be a good candidate for this job.
Those long arms, Chris.
But, I mean, that's...
This is a new cabinet position, which is the...
Oh, cabinet?
Yes. You would be the toilet phone secretary.
Huh.
And your job would be, the phone goes in the toilet a lot. It is waterproof because this is like an ongoing issue.
I mean, I'm interested in public service, you know. I guess. I mean, if that happens all the time.
Yes, it is going to be happening a lot. you are going to need to be on, like, it might actually make the most sense for you to live in the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, sure, because otherwise the commute would be a bitch.
Yes.
I don't know. I kind of feel like I want to draw the line at this one, to be perfectly... I can be honest with you guys. I feel like... I mean, I've done a lot of things to help a lot of podcasters do what they do, but I...
Yeah.
I mean, and I know, Sean, you're in a difficult position, but I'm not sure I can... I want to do this... Well, the tank and the alligator and the snake.
No, I don't know. Sorry, I lost you for a second. Hey, he had another demand here, which was... Yo, is this racist? Should now be called Yo, this isn't racist.
Huh. And what was the what was the thinking behind changing that?
And also Andrew T has to be Andrew T R U M P. I think the thinking behind it was that he listened to a bunch of the back episodes and he said, none of this stuff is racist. And he wanted you to agree,
mm-hmm.
and then he wanted you to change a name.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we can do that, I think. That should be no problem.
But what's the thing that you couldn't do?
Well, it was... it was the arm in the toilet and the
phone. No one said you had to use your arm. You can use whatever body part.
One of those grabby claws.
You could use any body.
Oh, I could use a grabby claw.
No, I'm sorry. No grabby claws. It does have to be
my actual arm.
Your actual.
That's
body.
What I call feet.
I'm not that dexterous. I can't do the foot. It would have to be my arm if I said yes to that job.
You just said that you aren't going to use your arm.
Well,
the arm is great.
I'm drawing the line on that one. I'm sorry. I really wish I could help you and Andrew.
Is it because somebody peed in the toilet?
Well, I'm kind of guessing that's like, you know, sometimes that he's probably standing over it and then he drops it while he's peeing, right?
Yeah, he's kind of holding it against his chin with his shoulder.
Yeah, and then
sneezes.
So we can listen. But yeah, sometimes...
I mean, I've spent 25 years in this business. I just feel like I think, you know, I don't think I can do that.
It's not...
What business? Has this business been around for 25 years?
Well, versions of this business.
He's not asking, like, just anybody to do this. I mean, he's not going to have someone who is, like, just starting out in podcasting get his phone out of the toilet. He's familiar with your work from, like, New York radio or whatever.
Yeah, it's flattering, but... can we get around it and just make the Andrew change and the Solo Bolo change and the other changes and just kind of skip this one?
And just meet somewhere in the middle?
Wow. Yeah.
I don't really know.
He is willing to compromise by having some more pee be in the toilet. If that is...
No, not...
If that is the issue that there's not enough pee in the toilet?
No, it's the other direction. I was... even none would be kind of a stretch, to be perfectly honest with you. Even no pee.
Okay.
I don't...
Huh.
I just have a thing about reaching into toilets.
Well, he's sort of holding up some cue cards for me to communicate. He doesn't want his voice on the podcast, but he was saying, like, where do you want him to put his pee then?
It does seem... I don't know what you think a toilet is for.
Yeah.
Where you think he is supposed to... The president, by the way. The president.
I'm sure he has a gold toilet, and he should pee in that. I don't want to pick up his phone from there, ever.
Is this like a golden shower joke or something? Because he really doesn't like that.
No, I didn't say that.
Because we do get that. Like, we do get current jokes and political jokes.
No, this is purely personal, really. It's nothing. I support all of his other... I think a lot of his ideas are genius when it comes to the network, but this one I can't do.
Okay, what is that? Well, how is he responding to that, Sean?
Well, he is moving a chainsaw around near my head.
Oh.
It's a quiet chainsaw, which I haven't really seen, but It looks pretty sharp because it did just chop up a water moccasin and chop up some piranhas. So in a way,
he might be saving you. Is it possible that he's trying to save you?
Well, he is effectively saving me from some of these nefarious creatures. At the same time, he is definitely trying to hit me in the head with it, and he did chop off my arm.
Oh.
Okay.
That's terrible.
I'm trying to think of where we can go from here with this. It seems like if Sean is going to be in the trip tank, we can't just keep doing the show remotely like this. I think I would have to go into the trip tank as well.
Well, that doesn't seem like that's all that.
I gotta say, there's not room.
Yeah,
and I would love to have a buddy in here, somebody to watch my back, because every time I do fend off one attack, it seems like I'm exposing myself to another one. I got a lot of holes in me that weren't here when I started, and some of the holes that I did have when I started are filled with things that I don't want in there. So. As nice as it sounds, there's just not room in the trip tank for you to get in, Hayes. So we'd have to find another way.
Maybe we have to get a second host for you, Hayes, back, so that in Los Angeles we could carry
on.
He
really doesn't like this idea. He's mad. He's saying that I'm like one of the parts of what makes this show good. Wow, yeah. And
how does he feel about the episodes, like if it's like just me and Tom or something? Does he like those?
Okay, wow, you guys really got him fired up now. He's turning even more orange. Anybody notice what color he is? And so he's really peeved, ticked off, and he's just like shooting guys or whatever because you said that,
What are some what are some of his favorite episodes? What does he want us to do more of?
Yeah, that's a good question.
He likes the ones he's saying, and he's got to think for a second. He really likes the ones without a guest. He misses the traditional format. Where we'd have like an intro bit and then we'd have like the guest portion would be a little bit shorter afterwards.
Yeah.
He really likes the one I did with Devin Field. What else does he like? When it was
the Gethard episode.
He thought that was better than the one you did.
What, your Gethard? He liked your Gethard episode more? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was better.
And,
I wonder, if you like that Gethard episode, I wonder if we could get, Sean, you call in from the trip tank for as long as that is possible, and Gethard could come in and host with me. Now, I know we are going to have to find a sponsor. If Gethard is going to do it, is there a company that could sponsor this podcast?
Oh, for sure. I think they'd all line up. There's no question.
Okay.
I bet.
Is there a natural fit for what we do?
I'd have to research that a little bit, but I'm sure we could find a mattress company or some razor blades or there's a fit. There's absolutely a fit. I'm kind of excited about
this. What about generic razor blades?
Yeah, just razor blades. I think it's I would be happy to go.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Well, it's getting high enough that my head is going in the water. So if you're getting every other word from me for a little bit, don't worry about it. That's just me getting clean in there.
Okay. Well, thank you, Chris, for coming on the show. And thank you to the main president for talking to us so much.
The grease from my hair is mixing with the water and killing all the animals. It's forming the trip tank into some sort of crazy gelatin. Getting very strong. Yeah, I'm beating up Joe Mangiello.
Do you have some business thing that you want to plug?
Yeah, I want you guys to smile more. I brought this up in a memo. I'm not hearing it. If you're going to do the show, you got to do what I ask you to do.
And that we have big smiles on? Yeah, okay. What about, is there like any like, I don't know, like a...
A thing I could plug?
Just some business thing that you did, like an email or like some money or something you want to plug?
I sit and I answer email all day and there's nothing dramatic or really even noteworthy.
Okay. There must be one good one that you want to plug.
There is something. There is a great thing that's coming out on Howl. This Uncle Bertie's Botanarium Season 2 is coming out on Howl.
Okay.
The Jemaine Clement show.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful show. Season 1 was really funny. It's coming out on iTunes.
See, this is the aquarium thing. So it's like a robot aquarium.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, more or less.
Yeah. Okay. Sean?
Yeah?
What's up?
Well, I said out loud I'm beating up Joe Mangiello at one point.
I was just...
I was getting ahead of myself a little bit. I was going to try to do that. Of course, he was holding a big smasher, so he kind of smashed me, knocked the wind out of me.
Yeah.
I'm just getting my air back, but they are rolling out a second trip tank, and I think that's going to be my watery grave.
Is it big? Is this one big enough for two people for once?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Great. Yeah, so yeah. I will come down and get in the trip tank. Easy. We figured it out. Bye.
Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.